Yeah, that's it's good to have communication with your coach, because then you really know where he is and where he thinks, and he talks to me almost every day, whether I'm skating well or whether I'm playing bad, whatever, he's there and he can talk to you, and it's good to have an honest coach too, because you get out there and if you're not playing well and you're not getting told anything, you don't want to keep playing the same way. You want to be getting better every day.
Do you think you've gotten better with dealing with adversity over the last couple of years with what you went through going down to Utica last season?
I think so. I think I've felt I went through a lot last year, but this year is a different year. I came in with a fresh mindset, and I've kind of forgotten about what's happened before. I'm not really worried about it, but it was a big year for me last year, and I learned a lot, and I'm still learning. I mean, like Greener said, I just still have a couple more things to learn, and just got to keep getting better every day.
You talked coming into the season about wanting to be a guy that could have an impact every shift, regardless of what area it was in. Is the physical game somewhere where, if you get those hits you're talking about, you can have that impact?
Yeah, I think so. I think when I can get the opportunity to, get hits and create open ice for my line mates, and the D getting up in the play, or making, if I'm getting I guess on the back check, squeezing guys and, using my speed to get back and creating turnovers, that'll be good too.